Yürü. Welcome to the Mark Howard Broadcast. The Mark Howard Broadcast is a God-driven, God-inspired talk show featuring God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I am your host, Anthony Ford. And my first guest for the first Wednesday of the new year is none other than a God-driven, inspired brother, Tony Myers. And once again, it is my honor and pleasure to invite Tony Myers to the microphones of the Mark Howard Broadcast. And this special for the first Wednesday of the new year, I'm going to dedicate to Tony Myers to do and say as he wishes on this show. He's been a spectacular guest over the last year, and now we have the opportunity to devote as much time as the Holy Spirit leads Tony Myers to. First of all, I want to wish you all a very happy new year. Last year was challenging, but that is in the past. And now, without any further ado, I would like to introduce to you my brother and friend and a man of God, Tony Myers. Tony?
Hello. How are you, Mark?
Very, very well, sir. It's very good to hear you. Really is.
Happy New Year to everyone listening. And right now, let's just change our mindset. We need to change into a kingdom mindset.
Yes.
The kingdom mindset is a supernatural mindset. We go as soon as we're born again. We're talking a rebirth. When we accept Christ, when he comes into our life, not because he wasn't there, but because we were rejecting him, but now we're reborn in the Spirit. We are a brand new being. Now, because we're a brand new being, we are born to a supernatural lifestyle. Now, that's almost like jumping off a cliff for most people, because most people are taught the exact opposite. But when we're reborn in the Spirit, now we are reborn in the image of Christ. We are reborn into the image of the Heavenly Father.
Amen.
So the supernatural should now be completely natural. With the kingdom mindset, I do not have to worry about the physical well-being of my body because I have the Holy Spirit who is taking care of it. I do not have to worry about my financial well-being. Why? Because the Holy Spirit's taking care of it. Now we have a loving Father that has everything. And he is more than happy. In fact, he's already done it. He's already imparted to us the keys to the kingdom. He's put the keys in our hands. Now we need to quit dropping them and recognize we have them and that we are in God's kingdom while on this earth. We are his sons. We are his daughters. Nothing shall by any means harm us. It's time we as Christians stop lip thinking and we start meaning what we say.
Amen.
How many times do we repeat, "Oh, greater is he who is in me than he who is in the world"? Oh, that devil been hounding me all day long. I tell you what, brother, that devil, he just, wait a minute. The devil has no hold on you. You are not his. He cannot touch you as long as you're actively believing that. But day after day, we hear and we speak, "Oh, the devil's been hounding me all day long." Oh, this. Oh, that. When was Jesus lived out? Nothing shall by any means harm me. Until when? Until the cross. And then it was by his choice.
Yes.
You hear what I'm saying? It was by his choice. He had to give himself up. And that's what he did. Now, each one of us are untouchable, just like Jesus was.
Amen.
Yet the problem is we don't see that in our lives because we have yet to realize that now we are spiritual beings. We think the spiritual world is somewhere out there. The spiritual world is inside of us, and it runs concurrent to the physical world. Without the spiritual world, the physical world does not exist. Therefore, which is greater? The spiritual. What are we? We are now spiritual beings. So that means that when I believe it, there's nothing of the physical nature that can touch me on the face of this earth. We can walk exactly as Jesus walked because the Holy Spirit's inside of us. And until, which is the whole reason why I wrote Pushing the Boundaries.
Right.
Because we have to start pushing the boundaries of our limited mind into what we already have access to, which is the supernatural mind of Christ. And when we do that, we can't help but start walking in the supernatural in our daily lives. There has not been a day in 8 years, almost 9 years now, that I have not experienced the supernatural on a daily basis. At least one thing happening every day. Most time it's multiple things. And if I can do it, guess what? Everyone can do it.
Wow.
Because we are all the same. Here in Matthew 23. And we're going to go to, it's about verse 8. Don't let anyone call you rabbi, for you have only one teacher, and all of you are equal.
Amen.
As brothers and sisters. Let me read that again. And all of you are equal as brothers and sisters. Guess what that means?
We are equal.
And that means what I can do through the Holy Spirit, you can do through the Holy Spirit, Anthony. And so can every single listener out there. Absolutely. But we have got to change our thinking from worrying about the physical things to knowing the Father has given us all of our needs. All of our needs are met. The stronger the revelation of that, the more it's lived out in your life. People struggle with healing. People struggle with finances. Why? It's because they're more focused on the physical nature of things. Oh, what will I eat? Oh, what will I drink? Oh, what will I wear? Specifically, Jesus said, do not say, what will I eat? What will I wear? As much as a heavenly Father loves the birds and they do not labor for their food, how much more?
Wow.
But yet, and especially in today's political climate, which, guess what? I am not worried about who's in office. I'm in another kingdom where no one can take the king down.
I hear you. Wow.
And when we stop letting the external matters affect us internally through fear, and one thing I taught last night and the night before, fear cannot enter our lives unless we let it. But Amen. Fear comes in because we're more focused on the physical circumstances than we are on who is in us.
Wow.
We make a choice every day, every minute of every day, and every second of every day. We make the choice of whether we're going to be depressed.
Yes.
Or whether we're going to have the peace of the Lord, whether we're going to be worried about everything from who's the president of the United States to the virus, to this, to that. And one thing that the regular listeners, I'm sure, have caught on to is, my favorite phrase is, get over it. Because you have the choice, especially now when I'm telling you, you have the choice.
Wow.
And so there's no longer, you know, we are so busy wringing our hands because we think the physical things are the most relative things. We think the physical things are the stronger things. We think the supernatural, the spiritual things are after we're dead. It's not.
Mm-hmm.
When we're dead, we're not going to need that.
Right.
Now, we need it. Mm-hmm. And so, it is a matter of completely taking everything you've been taught, both in the secular world and the quotation marks religious world. To me, I draw a line. There's the religious world, there's the spiritual world. I'm in the spiritual world.
Wow. Brother Tony Myers, this is such an encouraging message. I mean, it's an amazingly encouraging message for 2021, the first Wednesday in the first Mark Howard broadcast. And if anyone is asking, how do I enter into this peace, this power, this realm of living as God intended us to live, where would you tell an individual to start?
Make a decision and stick by it. That simple. You make the choice that you are living in the kingdom. When any thought comes in your head that says otherwise, you take the thought captive, you put it in a cage, and you kick it out of your mind with aggression. You do not entertain the thought. I can tell what people have been thinking about all day long.
Wow.
I can seriously tell. Because if it's negative, I know they've been worrying about the circumstances. And they've been sitting there all day, even though you, yourself, me, myself, I'm not the circumstance changer. The Holy Spirit is.
Well, and God has made it clear through his son, Jesus Christ, when he said, cast all your anxiety on him because he cares for you. And what you're saying is we should live that way for real, that we have no, God is our Father and our God. So what do we worry about?
Quit spewing out the pretty little scriptures and start believing the scriptures.
Mm-hmm.
Because so many times, hey, I'll tell you what, I can't quote every verse. I can't tell you where in the scriptures it is. I can get you close.
Right.
How many people walk around? 1 Corinthians 2:21. Blah, blah, blah. But that's all they're doing. They're just blurting it out. They're not believing it. They're not taking it as a unquestionable fact. Because if they were taking it as an unquestionable fact, let's take the verse, for instance, in 1 Peter, I think it's 2:18. By his stripes, you were healed.
Yes.
People go around saying that all the time. As soon as they say it, oh, I got a doctor's appointment tomorrow. Oh, I can't forget to take my medicine. And it's everything but the victory we have. And once again, I'm going to give the disclaimer. I'm not telling you it's wrong to go to a doctor. I'm telling you that is a personal choice. Yes. And guess what? You do have the choice. Whether you go to a doctor or not.
And you're also saying, though, that many of us believers, and as you said, the Christians, we have a double-mindedness. Like you just said, God, you know, by his stripes, I'm healed. And then I have a doctor's appointment. So either God is healing you or the doctor is healing you, or I don't know if it's a combination thereof, but basically you're saying that we are double-minded.
That's exactly what I'm saying.
But isn't it not?
We spew out these pretty little verses, but they mean nothing to us.
You mean this?
Why? Because we haven't sat there, pondered them. What does this really mean? Instead, it's a slogan that we throw out there. Why? To make ourselves look good sometimes? Sometimes it's simply to try to convince ourselves. But guess what? Stop trying to convince yourself and be convinced.
And that should be one of the a New Year's resolution. Don't try, like you just said, stop trying to convince yourself and be convinced. And what is the first steps, Brother Tony Myers, that one would take to be convinced? After all, this is God saying this. What does one do to say, okay, no more of this back and forth, you know, wavering and doubting and yes, I'm here, no, I'm not, I have money, I don't have money. What is concrete steps that you can tell on this first Wednesday of a new year so people can have a God-driven life, God-inspired life?
Looking for confirmation. If you choose to go to a doctor, if you have an upcoming report, okay, say you're going in, you had tests done for cancer, you should not care what that doctor says. The truth should be so real, you already have the report, and the report is you are healed. But what happens is because we are so reliant on the physical world and on man's wisdom, we will walk in and after worrying about what the doctor's going to say for 2 weeks, we walk in and our whole life hinges upon what the doctor says. That should not be the case. The case should be you walk in there and the doctor's report does not change your mood whatsoever because you already have the report in your hands of the Lord. Amen. And that is you are healed. Quit trying to get healed and have it. You're trying to get healed if you are living from what your body is telling you.
And as let me just say this as we are listening to you, Brother Tony Myers. Brother Tony Myers is speaking from experience. This is not Brother Tony Myers, pastor, reverend, or minister, even though he could be. This is Brother Tony Myers, who was, believe it or not, stricken with Lou Gehrig's disease, which we all know is a death sentence. And being that, and many of you, before you even say this, God healed him miraculously, mercifully. God healed Tony Myers. And before you folks out there, many of you are listening, say, well, he must have been in church 7 days a week, or he had to fast for like 30 days, or he was reading the Bible 24/7. He was not. Tony Myers was an atheist. And I must tell you, I still find it amazing the mercy that God showed Tony Myers. And Tony Myers is sharing this with us. And if the teaching that Tony Myers has been just giving and expounding, you can find it on YouTube. You can find it on Facebook about healing, about knowing God, about being God-driven, God-inspired. And really, I think having a brother like Tony Myers on this, the first Wednesday of a brand new year, is the start of a brand new life. It's almost like the Holy Spirit was urging me, this must be done. Because there's a lot of confusion in the body. And Tony Myers is someone who has had the experience. He has a book out there, Healed. I read them all. There's five of them, by the way. And this particular one is Healed as he was as when he was an atheist. It is the most inspiring book on healing that I've ever read. And I've read a bunch of them, believe me. I'm not detracting from any of the others. They're all great, wonderful books. I mean, I'm talking about Andrew Womack, Lake, and many of them that some of you guys already know. But I'm talking about his book, in which it was done from a lay person who was not on the, in the pulpit, but it was talking from his heart. And the book is written like that. And what he is saying to you, what he is telling you, it is from real life. And like you said, and I know many people say, well, how can he do this? He's telling you, it's like we try to learn all this. And Tony, how do you say that again? Don't try to learn it, but what do?
Try to learn it.
We try to learn it. My gosh.
Instead, walk through it. And it's simply that. How do you walk through something? You get up and you do it. As long as you say, I'm going to try to stand up, guess what? Nothing happens, right?
Right, because you're trying.
Trying means you're not doing a thing. So we have to stand up and walk. And you just do it. You do not. And once again, I have to have a disclaimer, but we have to understand faith is radical.
Amen.
Expectation is radical. You're not going to get anywhere in this by playing it completely safe. Now, here's the disclaimer. While being radical, you do not fool yourself into thinking you are further along than where you are. You have to be transparent with yourself. If you have been sitting there all morning complaining about pain and complaining about your physical state of being, and you've had five relatives call you to check up on you and you're telling them all your pains and you're telling them all this, that is not the time to get up and slam your broken foot on the pavement. Because guess what? Your thoughts have not been spiritual. They have not been with the mind of Christ, which you have. Your thoughts have been with the wisdom of men. So you're going to get hurt.
And, you know, I know many of you are thinking and saying, how can this be? How can this happen? Believe it or not, it's more simple than what we make it. And Tony Myers is really telling us a very simple, direct way. I mean, really, we make this, and I know this from experience because I had issues. And I read Tony Myers' book, my goodness, I'm trying to think how long ago it's been now, last year, put it like that. And his book helped me to overcome what a doctor said, well, you're going to have to take this opioids for the rest of your life and all this kind of stuff. And you know what? I couldn't deal with that because I said, if I take these drugs all my life, I'm going to lose me. That's what's going to happen to me. Therefore, I had to stop taking that. And I read Tony Myers' book that was primarily instrumental in teaching me. And believe me, I was steeped in church. And I'm not saying that's good necessarily, but I was steeped in church. And by being steeped in church, you don't, surprisingly, I didn't take God's word at his word. It was until Tony Myers was telling me, stop trying, stop efforting, stop urging. I said, well, how do you do that? And I'll ask it again, just so that you can hear him say it himself. Remember, cured of Lou Gehrig disease by the mercy of God, an atheist who is now a believer, spreading the gospel of healing far and near on Facebook, YouTube, wherever. Tony, how does a person go about doing this again? How?
You believe it? You expect it to happen, and then it happens. Believe. You take it as an unquestionable fact, which means you are not looking for the symptom. You are not pointing to, oh, I'm in pain. Yes, you may be feeling pain,
yes,
but this is not denying that you're in pain. This is not ignoring pain. This is letting the spiritual truth be greater, which it is greater than the physical reality. I go into tremendous lengths to show people the brain lies to you. If, and I'll use my brother Anthony as the dartboard. So, Brother Anthony.
Yes.
If I lied to you, would you keep hearing me?
No, I would not.
If I told you a bald-faced lie that rocked your world, where, for instance, if something happened to where I told you such a lie, it affected your marriage, would you listen to anything else I had to say?
No, I would not.
It is a proven secular medical fact. 23% of what you see is not reality.
That's true. I mean, that's really true.
Yet, we are going to believe what we see. Now, what we hear is even higher than that. Only 50% of what we hear is what is being spoken.
I think you know the old saying, Tony, believe none of what you hear and only 50% of what you see. I mean, there's an old saying like that many years ago. But let me ask you this, Tony.
But before you ask me.
Go ahead.
I really want to drive this point home.
Please.
With those statistics, why in the world are we going to believe what our brain, it all comes from the brain, the human organ called a brain. That's the deception. Now, is it deceiving you on purpose? No. It is designed to operate in this physical world. But guess what? Now that we know it, we can start just like Anthony would tune me out if I told this earth-shattering lie. Well, guess what? Your brain has told you this earth-shattering lie that you're dying from cancer, that this is wrong, that is wrong. So why are we going to keep believing it? If you had an aunt, an uncle, a cousin, a friend lie to you in something that transformed your life in a negative way, you would not give that person the time of day.
Correct. Absolutely.
So why are we letting our brains, our physical senses, lie to us, and we still gonna hold it above the truth of God?
I mean, wow.
Well, I feel pain. That's your brain sending the signals through your nervous system saying you're in pain. You have control over it.
Wow. Now, I guess the next question relating to what you just said, and since you're not a theologian and not steeped in Christianity, as we say, even though you are a strong Christian, would you say that this may have been a result of the fall? I mean, or as people would say, or the devil and all this kind of, what would you say is the reason for this?
What resulted from the fall was a duplicity in us. And that is, now we have the choice. Anything can be good or evil. It is our perception of it.
Wow.
People are so worried about, and, you know, especially those in the deliverance ministry, worried about touching this, touching that. Oh, you're going to get deep. Wait a minute. Who is your father? Because if your father is God, you can touch anything and it cannot affect you. Jesus told us that.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Time we started believing that.
Yeah, that's a novel approach.
We can keep going back and forth, but really, we are the ones creating our own resistance.
And are we creating our own reality by creating our own resistance?
Yes.
Wow. Wow.
Guard your heart with all due diligence, for out of it are all the issues of life. So therefore, if our lives are screwed up, why is that? Because of what we let into our heart. We have control over what we believe. And I think I've done this before, but I'll do this again just to cement it on. You've got a choice over your thoughts. You can control what you think about. You think you can't because you are so used to thinking on man's wisdom's terms. But right now, Anthony, think of an apple. You got a picture of an apple in your mind?
Yes, you do.
Now, switch it to an orange.
Yeah, there's a nice orange in my mind.
Now, you successfully did that, correct?
Yes.
So you have full control over your thoughts. Correct?
Absolutely correct.
So therefore, when you think, oh my gosh, I'm in such pain, you don't have to sit there and think about how much pain you're in, do you?
Not at all.
You can change that, redirect that thought. You replace the thought with the truth. My body is comfortable. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Brother Tony got a question for you. I believe it's coming from, well, I'm hearing this question. What if I have been, let's say, ill for a little while or whatever? How do I get into this mode of thinking with God, using the mind of Christ, so that I could be healed?
You make the choice. It's just what I said at the top of the program. You realize you have the choice. Greater is he who is in you than he who is in the world.
Wow.
So now that you know you can make a choice, now you do not get distracted by the physical things of this world. I don't have to check my bank account to see if the money's in there. And I honestly don't.
And now, I know it may sound to some of you in the Mark Howard broadcast audience that this man is amazing. How can he have done this? And remember, now, I want to stress this. Tony Myers, as he said, was an atheist. If you read his books, he bears it out. And he didn't go to seminary. All he did was go to God. As a matter of fact, God came to him because he said he didn't know God. God came to him. Well, it's not a hard question, but another person will be saying, well, God will never do that with me. I've did this, or I've done that, or I'm doing this, or I'm doing that. Would you please set the record straight on that, Tony Myers?
God is no respecter of persons. He does not change his answer. If you're asking, will he heal me? He's already answered that. In Luke chapter 5, verses 12 and 13. When the leper comes to him, the leper asks the same question. See, and nobody denies this. Everybody knows that God can heal us, right?
Right.
But the question is always, will you heal me? Since he's no respecter of persons, and his answers do not change, he is the same yesterday, today, and forever. The answer to the leper was, yes, I will. Now, to us, what it is now is, yes, I have.
Come on.
Only believe that. Have you quit looking to your body to tell you you're sick? And you quit looking at that physical circumstance? Then guess what? Without even realizing it, you will get up and walk.
My goodness.
You will check yourself halfway saying, oh my gosh, I'm not in my wheelchair. Trust me, I know I did it.
Amen. And I mean, with his books, as a matter of fact, I keep referring to your books, and some may not know of your books, Tony Myers. Can you please give us the name and titles of your books, where they can be read at, where they can be purchased at, and how to get what you're saying God has given us freely?
So, The Lord Jesus Healed Me, Journey of an Atheist to the Truth.
Amen.
Unlocking the Mystery of Divine Healing. Now, I've got the second edition out, which includes a worksheet, a workbook at the end of every chapter. That way, you are forced to ponder what I'm teaching. You are forced to answer what I'm teaching, so you have to apply some thought to it. That is the whole reason I took the time to develop that worksheet at the end of each chapter to cement it in, to force people to think about it. I'm where I'm at today because I took time and meditated on it, which simply means I thought about it. I see supernatural things every day because I had pondered this stuff. Well, what does it mean that nothing shall by any means harm me? Well, let's see. Jesus walked through crowds that wanted to stone him. That's what that means. So guess what? And by the way, let me go ahead and give this testimony. This just happened, I think it was a week ago.
Wow.
And I was now, me being a veteran, very few people can sneak up behind me. Not only being a veteran, but also having the Holy Spirit. I always know where everyone is. I was at a place. This fella managed somehow to sneak up behind me. He put me in a bear hug. And he was a huge fella. He was probably 6'7".
Wow.
Probably, let me put it like this. For those that know my brother CJ, CJ's 6'4", wow. 350 pounds. And this dude put my buddy CJ, made him look like a shrimp.
Mm.
He went to break my ribs. He ended up putting me down softly and saying, "Are you okay?" And I'm like, "Dude, are you okay? Be healed in Jesus' name." I didn't know that was happening, but guess what? Because I've spent time thinking about this stuff, thinking about how protected I am, to where it became active in me, I wasn't even hurt.
And this
now,
is,
as soon as he let me down, we had that 2-second thing. Then he runned off.
Wow. This is, that's wow. I mean, praise God is all you can really say. But it's also a testament to how your thinking is like as the mind of Christ. You're yes. thinking, well, nothing's going to happen to me. Nothing, no harm's going to come to me. I am healed. I mean, well, then where does all this other stuff come in where we cry, we moan, we fast, we beg, we, oh, God, please heal me. Oh, God, please take care. Where does all that come from?
The church.
Oh. Oh.
You see, there's the church and there's the body of Christ. There are people that are members of the body of Christ within the church. But guess what? The church is not automatically the body of Christ. The entity that is a religious institution is not automatically the part of the body of Christ.
Hmm.
There are churches such as mine, that is part of the body of Christ. But in order to be part of the body of Christ, you have to believe what he's saying. You have to believe that he is a rewarder of those who seek him. If we're not seeking him first, for all of our cares, our woes, and our worries, and knowing he's already provided for us, then what are we doing to ourselves? And this is going to be like rubbing salt in a wound, but that is anti-Christ.
Wow.
Because you are speaking against the very thing Jesus took care of. You are denying his works.
When you say denying his works, can you elaborate, Brother Tony Myers, on what does that actually mean? And what does that sound like when we're denying his works?
You better not get your hopes up.
Oh, gosh.
That's what it sounds like. Don't get your hopes up that you'll be healed. You better go to the doctor. When your first thought is man's wisdom, that's what it sounds like. Wow. I've got a headache. I need to go get my aspirin. Once again, let me make the disclaimer. I am not telling you not to take aspirin.
Understood.
Listen to my words. If the first thought, I got to take my aspirin, where does your heart lie? In the physical world.
Right.
Not in God's kingdom.
And I just want to interject this one more time, Brother Tony Myers. You was not born this way. You learned to think as Christ by reading the word, as you said, meditating on it, which basically means thinking about it, pondering it, and then just living it.
Yes.
And you didn't.
I had to renew my mind the same way everybody else does.
Well, obviously, we haven't renewed our minds like you have, because many of us, including myself, have not come to the level. I'm thinking it's not a level. It's what he's simply saying. Believe. It's really, as Jesus said, believe. So how do we get caught up in everything else but Jesus Christ and, or Jesus Christ plus? Where does that come from?
That comes from the quote-unquote, the world. That comes from people thinking as only human. Mere mortals. And I tell you the truth, there's been many a person, when they turn around, they do it innocently. But this is how much I've had the revelation. Somebody walks up to me and tells me I'm only human. Well, you're only... No, I'm not. Sorry. You can be only human. I'm not going to be only human. My father is not a human being. My father is a spirit. Therefore, am I only human? Am I a mere mortal? No, I'm not. That's why that big fella couldn't hurt me. And y'all, I'm 5'7". I actually weigh 160, but I look like I weigh 110.
Oh. And once again, you were protected by the Lord thy God, Jesus Christ, because you believed.
That's it.
He believed. I'm almost speechless here because of the fact that I'm saying the Holy Spirit was absolutely correct. This is a new year. And Tony's message is not a new message. It's a very old message. But I think it's so applicable now in light of what everything that Tony said. We're worried about politics. We're worried about the president. And I think it was early this morning when I was meditating and praying when God said, I want you to recast my show, re-image it. So I didn't say Tony Myers remembers my old intro. But now that's not anymore. The Mark Howard Broadcast is a God-driven, God-inspired talk show, period, featuring God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Because that's what the whole thing is about, God. It's not about, Tony says, it's not about the government. If you're worried about who's going to be president, who's not going to be president, or you're worried about, what am I going to eat today, you're not thinking about God. He is God. God said himself, if I gave you my son, would I not give you everything? And Tony Myers, living proof, I got a disease. Didn't bring it on myself as far as I know. It just came upon me. But God in his mercy, he didn't judge Tony. Remember, he was an atheist. He didn't believe. He wasn't going to church. He wasn't reading scriptures. As a matter of fact, Tony said to me at one time, I said, well, how did you learn about the Holy Spirit? How did you learn to speak in tongues? He said, I didn't. I said, what do you mean? No, I didn't learn all until after the fact. And speaking of that, Tony, how did these things come upon you? How did the speaking of tongues come upon you?
Naturally.
Oh, I like
as
that.
As I developed who I am in Christ, which did happen at a very quick pace, but it was just through seeking. Seek and you shall be given.
Seek and you shall find.
The door shall be
open. Come on.
Is that contingent upon my studying? No. I hadn't even read about the Holy Spirit when I was talking in tongues. I hadn't read and come to the full understanding of healing when I was seeing people healed. I got up out of the wheelchair that afternoon, started speaking over people before I ever even owned a Bible. Started speaking over people, seeing them healed. I did not have scriptural knowledge. I did not learn originally through the scriptures. The word of God is in you. Too many of us put the Bible as our God. And now I'm going to say something that's going to be controversial.
I was just getting ready to say, repeat this, Tony Myers.
I'm fixing to get real controversial.
Come on.
Scriptures is not the spoken word of God. Scriptures is a written book inspired by the Holy Spirit, but written to man. It is not the word of God. In the Greek, that word means the spoken word. It's got nothing to do with the written word. People look to the written scriptures as if that's the only way they can learn. That is not true.
What are some of the other ways?
Through the Holy Spirit inside of you.
Of course. Of course. Wow.
Now, do I hold it as the most incredible book in the world? Yes. Absolutely. But it is meant to lead you to the Holy Spirit. It is not the Holy Spirit, and it is not God's word.
Wow, that is a controversial statement. And when I can almost sense a whole lot in the audience is saying, yeah, well, how can that be? My pastor, the word of God.
How can you be a Christian and not say the Bible ain't God's word?
Right.
Not.
Wow. Well, when they say that the Bible is inspired by the Holy Spirit, written by men, how do you equate that then?
That means it's inspired by the Holy Spirit through men, just as my books are.
That makes it simple.
God did not quit inspiring men to write when the Bible was canonized. Now, we have scriptures that sets the same basic fundamentals of Christianity for everyone. But the Bible does not cover everything you need, because right. The Bible is meant to point you to the Holy Spirit inside of you. He is the one that teaches you and that you should listen to, whether you take a left turn or a right turn, whether you marry this person or whether you marry that person. The Bible does not tell you those things. Most people think the Bible is the only thing we have of God in this physical world, and that is a direct lie.
Wow.
We have the Holy Spirit who is God inside of us in this world.
Well, that begs the person asking, how do I get the Holy Spirit? I'm reading my word.
You already have him.
Oh, goodness, you already have him.
The day of Pentecost, Peter stands up and he says, this fulfills that which the prophet Joel spoke. In these last days, I will pour out my spirit. That was back then. He's already poured out his spirit upon all flesh.
Amen.
For those who are Christian, all means all. So everyone has a Holy Spirit, and atheists like myself did not listen to the Holy Spirit. But at the same time, I can tell you miracles I did not recognize as such at the time. One such miracle was, look, I was into drugs. I was into everything. I hated everyone. Everybody hated me. At 1 o'clock in the morning, I was crossing the street. I had a car come straight at me, looking to run me down. I mean, that car was not moving slow. I got lifted up 20 feet in the air. I was set down about 100 feet away from where that car stopped. And I was let down softly. You don't fall 20 feet in the air softly.
Right.
Now, retrospectively, now I know who that was. Back then, didn't have a clue, and honestly, really didn't care.
And you're saying that all who believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior have the Holy Spirit.
I'm saying everyone has the Holy Spirit.
How do you mean?
His Spirit was poured upon all flesh.
You're right. That's what he said. All flesh. He didn't distinguish and say all Christian flesh.
He said all flesh. Now, once again, a atheist such as I was, I wouldn't listen. Now, I will tell you, though, there were situations like that where I just did things, what I thought was intuition or whatever. But guess what? That was the Holy Spirit speaking to me. My sheep shall know my voice. Who are the sheep? We all are. That's another error we make. We think that the only children are the ones who have already accepted Christ. We are all his children because of Jesus. We have peace with God, all mankind. On the day Jesus was born, the angels came and said, peace on earth, goodwill towards men. That was peace with God.
Yes, yes, yes.
Because of Christ. So therefore, guess what? That does apply to all men. The children's bread, because of Christ, it belongs to everyone.
Wow.
We want to set ourselves, and we should be separate from the world. But everybody has the opportunity to be separate from the world. So we are all his children. Some of us act like it. Some of us don't.
Some of us act like juvenile delinquents, but like you're saying, we all are his children.
So how dare we? And I really mean this. This comes from the bottom of my heart. How dare we? Do we call professed believers of Christ, and I'm going to bring this up, who are Democrats or Republicans, because it goes both ways.
Agreed.
Well, that man ain't a Christian. How dare you?
That is true.
No right to judge another man's servant, and especially based upon a political belief.
Yeah, we cannot judge. I was just reading that this morning in meditation.
Who are you to judge another man's servant? That has got to stop, people. And yes, I am being harsh right now, because all throughout this political stuff, you have people that are brothers and sisters in Christ saying, you aren't saved. Who are you to say that? We have got to rethink what we're speaking.
Unfortunately, Brother Tony Myers, that is true. I mean, during this last political season, the one that we're in now or coming out of or whatever, the arguments and the acrimony and the judgments and the criticism have been strong. I'm talking from Christians. It has really been strong and a lot of times disheartening because they got emotional. And you're right. I don't think
I have heard these from men. I'm doing this tongue in cheek. Spiritual leaders that I very much respected, and I have heard, and I'm not going to mention any names, but I've heard them say, if you voted this way, you are going to hell.
I've heard that too, by the way. I did.
That is not being a believer of Christ. That is not belonging to the body of Christ. That is belonging to the church, which is of men. It's an institution.
Well, let me ask you this. But I'm sure some individuals or others in the Mark Howard broadcast audience is thinking, well, if a person says, well, I'm a believer, but they drink, they drunk, they fornicate, they lie, they steal, they do everything that's contrary to the word of God. Can they honestly say, or can anyone honestly say, well, you're a believer?
They have that right to say that. Now, am I going to make an assessment whether I am going to hang around that person, whether I'm going to be a witness to that person? Yes, I make an assessment, but I do not judge their end outcome based upon that. They just don't know who they are in Christ.
So when he says you will know them by their fruit, how is your interpretation of that, Brother Tony?
You will assess them by your fruit, by their fruit, yes.
They could be
and
back.
That will be the determining factor, whether I listen to that person, whether I look at that person as someone I want to emulate, but I am not going to judge their end condition, and I am not going to sit there and put them down and say, well, that dude's a backslider. That dude's this, that dude's that. That's not my business. Am I going to witness to that person? Yes, absolutely. I witness by living in the fruit and by having the fruit of the Spirit, which he is the one that produces the fruit, not me.
Wow.
We need to get off our high horses and quit judging people and quit judging whether they are a true believer or not. And instead, somebody tells me they're a believer, I'm taking them at their word. That doesn't mean I'm going to believe every word they say. That does not mean that I'm going to hang out with them. No, but I'm not going to sit there and judge their end outcome. And I'm not going to judge their life whether they truly believe in Jesus or not. Unless they're in my inner circle, if they're in my inner circle and they are sincere, then I will speak into their life. But I've got no right, if I see someone drunk and they say they're a believer and I'm, well, you're going to hell because you're a backslider. I've got no right to speak that into that man's life.
Hmm. Wow.
Am I being crystal perfectly clear?
Yes, and it sounds like even though, like I said, you wasn't born into the church and studied and everything, you sound, what the word would call, a mature Christian. Wow. Wow.
And I know, like, today we kind of, you know, there's a reason the Holy Spirit had me bring them things up. I don't prepare what I'm going to speak because I want it coming from the Holy Spirit. And so people need to hear this. We need to stop judging them, especially based upon physical things. Which political party? I could care less which political party someone is. I don't care who they voted for. My king is Jesus. Guess what? Man is not more powerful than God.
Amen.
And nope. Guess what? Just to make myself crystal clear, and I don't care which side you're on, I'm not going to state a specific person, but Nebuchadnezzar was one of the most wicked men.
Right.
An evil man. Did God use him? Yes.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Could Nebuchadnezzar stop the power of God? No. So why are we so worried about who's in office? Now, we are to pray for our leaders, whether you like them, whether you don't. And if more people would support our leaders and more people would speak blessings over them and mean it, they would start making the right decisions.
Mm.
But irregardless and separate from that, I'm still walking in God's kingdom, and Jesus is my king first and foremost.
Wow. Wow, we. What you have said is wow. You know, sometimes you don't know what to say behind what you say, Tony. I gotta tell you that's the truth. I'm speaking from through the Holy Spirit also. I'm not trying to, because I've talked with Tony. He's been a guest on the Mark Howard broadcast many times. As a matter of fact, Tony Myers has been primarily the guest who's been on the most times, and most of the my other guests are connected in some way, shape, form, or fashion to Tony Myers. So this is not, and remember, I didn't know Tony Myers prior to me one night, and I've told the story before, reaching out to him through having a physical ailment, reaching out on Amazon and looked at all the books in the Holy Spirit, which I didn't know then either, led me to his book. I wrote him, emailed him that night. I never expected an answer from him because I figure he's a busy, he's an author, he's not going to call me. The next day, and I still think of this, he wrote me.
Actually, it wasn't the next day.
Same night.
It was that same day.
Right. Okay. I see that career. I was just told about the Holy Spirit.
Because I got the email at 5 o'clock in the morning, and normally I'm up at 3, and I was up at 3, but then around 4:30, 5 o'clock, I checked my emails. And that's when I saw your email, and I sat down and wrote back.
Which he did. And I'll tell you, I know it's a cliche, but the rest is literally, literally history, because that from that one time, I learned from Tony. We talked, we emailed. He was a guest on my show on many occasions. I've got feedback that many individuals, where'd you find him? Who is he? Is he real? I said, you know, he's a real person. You can get his books. He has a bunch of books out. You can find him on YouTube. You can find him on Facebook. All you have to do is with Tony Myers. You will find him. And this is a testament to a man that was healed by God and not keeping it to himself. He's going around and spreading it like Jesus told one of the people he healed. He said, go and tell people what God has done for you. Well, Tony Myers is doing that. He's telling us what God has did for him. And I think the Holy Spirit is so brilliant in using a person that is a self, who was a self-confessed atheist. Because everyone that I know, well, yeah, I know he probably fasted every day of the week. He probably read the Bible 40 hours a day. I mean, he didn't do none of that. That came after. And if I'm not mistaken, Tony was not seeking the kingdom. This is the mercy of God. We serve a very merciful Lord God. Now, it's amazing. It's not amazing. It's God. It's God. Oh, gosh. Tony, we have spent...
We should never be shocked. We should always be amazed.
Well, that I am.
Never shocked.
That I am. And I could say this. I can say this. Tony Myers, and once again, I'm speaking from my heart. As a brother in Christ and a man of God, he has been one of the most inspiring people to me outside of the Lord Jesus Christ. I mean, I read the word and I admire everything Jesus did. And when you hear, and I'm not equating him with Jesus, but we are sons and daughters. And you remember there's a scripture that said, you become like. Your teacher, well, he is like that. And you know what? Once again, listening to the Holy Spirit, who's absolutely always correct. And now listening to Tony Myers saying, you know what? We all have the Holy Spirit. Let's start communicating and talking with him. I just think that you're a blessing, Tony Myers. You're a tremendous blessing to the body of Christ. Much and to be fair, I don't agree 100% with Brother Tony Myers. Some areas I do. In some areas, I do believe with him 100%. I'm telling you, the area of healing, he's got it. God gave it to him, and I there's nothing I can say. But a man that has Lou Gehrig disease, which is basically a death sentence, and you gotta see his books. I mean, he's got pictures of him in the wheelchair, and this didn't go on for a couple of weeks. This man, and some of the things in that book will move you to tears of how he was treated, how it happened to him, the struggles. I mean, it's amazing. And look, it's in the book, and you're gonna read it, how he even attempted suicide, but God had his hands on Tony Myers. God had Tony Myers. Didn't matter what Tony Myers tried to do, God was going to use him for his purpose. And this man got totally frustrated and said, well, you know, what's the point of living? And God said, no. And this is the end result. He is now talking to everyone around the world. When I say everyone, right now, the Mark Howard broadcast, I've got my little statistics. This program is broadcast around. And it showed me the different countries that respond, that are downloading this podcast. And it's all over the world. And I was thanking God early today, around 4 or 5 o'clock, for the tremendous opportunity to, number one, have met Tony Myers, and number two, like he said, to tell his word to everyone in the world. And that's exactly what Tony Myers, sorry for a little time, we have a couple of technical difficulties, but I am so grateful to my Lord and Savior, God, his Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, because it was no accident that I came across Tony Myers. I really wasn't. I'm serious. I needed help. I was ailing. And I came, and it was others. I wrote others. I'm not going to mention their names. I wrote other healing pastors, other healing authors, no one. But maybe that's the way God intended it, Tony. You were the only one that responded. You were the only one I needed. Tony, it's been a little over now, about a minute or so. And I cannot thank you again for the beginning of the year. Here's what I wanted to ask you to do, something a little different. At the beginning of a new year, the first Wednesday of that year, what blessings and prayer can you give the Mark Howard broadcast audience and others who are hearing this for encouragement, for belief and for a whole new God-driven, God-inspired year. What would you pray? What would you tell us from your experience, which is vast, from being at the valley of, I mean, come on, he was at the valley where he wanted to commit suicide. You don't get much lower than that. Yet, here he is talking and encouraging us and telling us, you know, don't forget the politics, forget, focus on only thing that's important, as it was in the scriptures, God. What would you pray and tell us at the beginning of another year, 2021, to make it stronger and better and greater? Yes, we will have our tribulations and trials, but to go through it with the mind of God, the mind of Christ, what would you tell us?
Quit striving to get what you already have inside of you. You are already walking in God's kingdom. You already have God's favor. God looks upon you as his very own child that he has given everything to. Stop reaching out into the physical world to have your needs met and start letting. Just start walking that your needs are already met. When we know the loving Father has already provided everything for us, then that is when our internal thermostat is set on that point that we are given, we are blessed, we have God's favor, we are divinely healthy, we are kept healthy, we are kept whole by the Holy Spirit. When we know those internal needs are already met, that's when we can share with others. And that's when we become powerful to others and can change other people's lives because we're no longer concerned with ourselves. As long as we think our needs are not met, then we are only concerned with ourselves. Why are there so many people whose walk seems to be selfish is because they do not realize that their needs are already met.
Wow.
And so this year, we all walk in the kingdom of God because we are in his kingdom. We aren't striving to get in. He's already let us in. And he's already heaped every blessing upon us. Therefore, simply walk in it, knowing that in spite of the way things look, expectation and faith are radical. You don't have to see it to believe it. You will believe it, and it will happen. And you're not waiting 10 years. You're not waiting for months on end. He's already given it to you because he put himself inside of you. So you already have access to everything. It doesn't mean we won't go through struggles. I go through struggles. We all have.
Amen.
A year ago, my wife was in the hospital fighting for her life. Now, guess what? Did that change anything? No, because I was looking to the Holy Spirit to sustain me through that. And he did. And it was right about the time that me and Anthony met. Anthony had no clue about it.
None at all.
But why? How could I do that? And I'm not saying I had some sad moments. But I never stayed there. I refused to stay there because I knew I was a child of God. And I know that all of his answers are yes and amen. And my wife is still here and she is still with us. And You know, I had, like I said, I have walked through this. I'm not promising you a rose garden without thorns in it. But he will carry us through it.
Wow.
And there is no such thing as God if you don't move the mountain. He's already moved the mountain. We just have to believe he has.
All things are possible to those who believe. Wow, that's that. Well, Tony, once again, one of those moments where you're hosting a talk show and can't talk. Brother Tony said it all. And if you want to simplify, which he said it all, believe. Believe in the Lord thy God who created us, the earth, heavens, and everything we can see and all that we cannot see. Just believe. Tony, would you leave us in prayer, please?
We doing Tony prayer.
Yeah. Yeah, Tony prayer.
Heavenly Father, I thank you for all my brothers and sisters out there. I thank you for the Mark Howard broadcast. And I speak to each and every person. Be, which the word be means the eternal state of existence that we are. So we are blessed. Be, in other words, we are healed. And we are a blessing because all of our internal needs and external needs are met. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit.
Wow. Father, there's not much more I can say behind my brother, your son, Tony Myers. I just thank you for the opportunity you've given both of us today to speak to the entire world through your airwaves, through your show, about the blessings and goodness and grace and mercy of you through Tony Myers. Thank you, Father, for loving us. Thank you, Father, for, you know, noticing us, taking care of us. Thank you so much for loving us enough to send us your son, Jesus Christ of Nazareth. You have been listening to the Mark Howard broadcast, and our special, special guest has been Tony Myers. And when I say special, I really mean that honestly. And once again, the Mark Howard broadcast is a God-driven, God-inspired talk show featuring God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. I want to thank you, Tony Myers, for guesting on this show. And I am that I am, your host, Anthony Ford. Tony, thank you so much. God bless you, sir.
And real quick.
Yes.
People can go to my website, Tony Just Believe or TonyBelieves.com. And on my website, you will see my book trailers. And the Amazon links will be on the website. You can call me, 865-585-5406. You can email me at TonyJustBelieves. And I just want to make sure I threw that out there. And so, thank you very much, as always, for you having me on as a guest and letting me speak what the Holy Spirit has to say.
And you know what, folks? That's his real number. This is amazing. This man is giving you out his personal information. He's not hiding behind a corporation secretary's offices. No, he gives you his information. And I've always thought in my heart, does he know what he's doing? But he's being led by the Holy Spirit, and he has no fear. So he's putting out his whole information so that he can help others. And that alone says a lot about this man. That says an awful, awful lot. Not being disparaging, but try reaching some of the other ministries. try reaching them. And this man just gave you his cell phone number, his email number, his everywhere you can reach him. Not hiding, not afraid, but trusting God. And I think we should all go and do likewise. Wow. How amazing. Tony, God bless you. And thank you so much for once again gracing the microphones of the Mark Howard broadcast. God bless you, sir.
God bless you. And the next time, we will have Pastor Bill Chapman with us.
Yes. Yes, we're going to. Yes. As I said, Tony Myers has the greatest guest, and one of them is going to be his pastor, who I spoke to, I think, once or twice previously. We're going to have him on again. Don't miss it. I'll give you enough time to know when it's going to be on. Tony will put it on his website, and I'll put it on wherever I am, his Facebook and whatever, so that you won't miss it. But it will be a blessing. I'm telling you, Pastor Bill is a blessing. Everyone that Tony Myers has had as a guest has blessed us, including myself, a lot. So look forward to it. Have notes and pens and everything. Brother Tony, thank you so much, sir. Again, God bless you.
God bless you.